The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A little localer to home. Did you see this? Butler Township is refusing to allow State Representative Jamie Walsh to use its township meetings. No longer host public meetings in the township buildings until he repays Luzerne County for $104,000 in legal costs. The township supervisor decided by a split vote on Tuesday. It's interesting that one of these township supervisors worked for the person that State Rep Jamie Walsh beat. So there's no politics involved here. And the only one claiming that he owes this money is Luzerne County Manager Romilda Caracmo. Not anyone else, not the court. When this case was thrown out, the court did not say, well, you need to repay court costs, like they often do, if that's what's required. But you do have the Luzerne County manager saying he should repay us back for this frivolous lawsuit. So it's just her determining that this money is even owed. But you have this Butler Township supervisor who brought this to a vote, who happened to work on the staff of the person that State Rep Jamie Walsh beat. Politics as usual. That's Butler Township Supervisor Michael Reich, who also thinks Walsh should repay the county for proposed preventing Walsh from hosting meetings in the township buildings. And he would also encourage other municipalities to think about it as well. So politics as usual at its best, and all this does is disenfranchise your township people from hearing from their state representative, if that's what you're looking to do. But again, this is politics. Because the county manager says that this money is owed to the county does not mean it is. When the court was thrown out, if the judge or the courts would have thought that he should have paid court costs, then they would have said that. It would have been part of the deal when they threw it out. Other than that, it is what it is in politics in Pennsylvania. So and around the nation from what we just talked about. It's 3:22 here at WILK. We'll be back in just a minute.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.